Flow in, take a seat. We're going to start soon.
Bruno, ma ce l'hai la voce? Ce l'hai? Un po'. Perché si sente.
Some water?
Yes. Okay. So we're going to post the photos from this conference on the website, and I'd like to thank my colleague Rosario Marino, who has been taking pictures at the conference and was also the author of the slideshow on Italy, and you'll be able to download the slideshow from the website as well. So welcome everybody. This is the award ceremony of the 207 IEEE International Conference on Robotics and Automation. I'm Bruno Siciliano, the program chair, and following the experiment of ICRO 2000, the Millennium Conference back in San Francisco, we thought about the opportunity to bring all the awards during a luncheon other than a banquet, for the simple reason that the banquet was not open to all the students. So we really look forward to welcoming students and the younger researchers in our community and also take part into the active life of our society and the conference. This is one of the most prestigious moments of the conference because we are going to recognize the best presentations of the conference, as well as we're going to give a number of awards at IEEE level, as well as at robotics and automation level. We have a tight time schedule, so I'd like to recommend everybody to be on time. They know how much time it's allotted to every award and every presentation. So most likely I will not be reading all the information on the screen. You will see all the text and the finalists and the motivation and the citations of the society awards. And then I will ask each award to be presented one after the other. So this is the program. We will spend 13 minutes on the IEEE awards, and those will be managed by our president, Dick Voltz, the president of the Voice Mission Society. And then we will have around 30 minutes for the Robotics and Automation Society awards, and once again will be Dick to present the individual awards to the recipients. And then we have the conference part of the award ceremony, namely the ICRO 7 awards for 22 minutes, and this will be managed by Usama Khatib, who is our award chair. So I think we're ready to start. And the first and most prestigious award that we're going to give this afternoon is an IEEE level award. And this is recognizing a substantial contribution in the technical field. So this is an IEEE level award, and it's entitled IEEE Robotics and Automation Technical Field Award. And the award will be presented by our Division 10 director, Professor Bill Groover from Simon Fraser University. And the recipient of the award, I'd like you to welcome with a warm hand one of the brightest minds and pioneers scientists in our field, and is Professor Dr. Gerhard Hirzinger, who is the director of the Institute of Robotics and Mechatronics of the German Aerospace Center, DLR. And the motivation of the award is for contributions in robot mechatronics, telerobotics, man-machine interface research, and space robotics.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's a very real pleasure to be here today to represent the IEEE Board of Directors in the presentation of this award. This duty is of particular significance to me as a founding member of RAS and a former ADCOM member, and particularly as a friend and former colleague of the recipient with whom I worked 25 years ago in Germany. IEEE and its predecessor societies have been recognizing outstanding contributions for more than a century. With these awards, the IEEE recognizes that these talented and brilliant individuals also have helped to further the mission of the IEEE to promote the creation of new technologies for the benefit of humanity and the profession. The IEEE Robotics and Automation Award is sponsored by the Robotics and Automation Society and, as just mentioned, recognizes outstanding contributions in the fields of robotics and automation. Dr. Hirzinger, as you just heard, is the director of the Institute of Robotics and Mechatronics at the German Aerospace Center in Oberpfaffenhofen, Germany. He's best known for his work in advancing robotic space exploration. Gerrit has developed Rotex, the first remotely controlled space robot that flew aboard the space shuttle Columbia in 1993. The robot featured a multi-sensory gripper that allowed ground control based on shared autonomy. With his co-workers, he teleoperated and teleprogrammed Japan's ETS-7, the first free-flying space robot, in 1999. Since 2005, he has a small double-joint torque-controlled manipulator on the outside of the International Space Station. His ultralight 7-degree of freedom torque-controlled robotics arms and his articulated multi-finger hands are among the most advanced robot technologies worldwide. His space mouse has become the most popular 3D input device. Most recently, he and his co-workers have developed and commercialized surgical robots, artificial organs, load-reducing aircraft control, and innovative brake-by-wire systems for vehicles. He is an IEEE fellow and received the Diplome Engineer and Doctorate degrees from the Technical University of Munich. Let's conclude by two comments from the nominators. At least one nominator writes, Professor Hirzinger is a true leader of robotics research who has been able to convert his vision and scientific competence into real systems used in demanding space applications. He is a model to everyone working in the field of robotics and automation. And finally, another colleague states, Dr. Hirzinger's research has had a profound impact on the community. His influential work on realization and control of space robotic systems, as well as the design of innovative lightweight manipulators and high torque drives, represents a valuable source of reference for virtually any roboticist dealing with robot mechatronics. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in congratulating the 2007 recipient of the IEEE Robotics and Automations Award, Professor Dr. Gerd Hirzinger.
So much. The next recognition goes to the fellows of the IEEE. This is the class of 2007 fellows who were elected this year, and I'm going to call all the fellow recipients: Professor Zhong Nam Bien from KAIST Korea, Professor Alessandro De Luca from University of Roma La Sapienza, Professor Seth Atchison from University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, Dr. Jean-Paul Lomont from LAS, France, Professor Nikos Papanikolopoulos from University of Minnesota, Professor Shigeki Sugano from Waseda University, Professor Chuck Thorpe from Carnegie Mellon University, and last but not least, Professor Michael Wong from the Chinese University of Hong Kong. Please come up to the stage to receive your fellow plaque.
Thank you.
My understanding is that the plugs didn't make it through the courier delivery, so they will be sent individually. They're such good fellows, those guys. But there are a number of other folks who also were also member of our Robotics Mission Society, but they were evaluated by other societies. The fellow application, you have to select which society is going to evaluate your nomination. And so those are other members of our society who were elected to fellows in the class of 2007, Professor Philip Chen from University of Texas, Professor Mo Yun Cho from North Carolina State University, Professor Zhaohong Guan from Tsinghua University, Professor Mu Der Yang from National Taiwan Ocean University, Professor Toshiharu Sugie from Kyoto University, Professor Ning Shi from Michigan State University, and Professor Jun Wang from Chinese University of Hong Kong. So a big hand for them, for those esteemed colleagues, for having been elected to fellows. Perfect timing. I'm happy. And the next portion of this afternoon's award ceremony concerns with the awards at the Robotics and Automation Society level. And the first award is the award, the Pioneer in Robotics and Automation Award. And we have two winners ex aequo sharing this prize. And I'd like to invite Dr. Stephen Jacobson from Sarkis Incorporated and University of Utah in USA in recognition of outstanding contributions to the design and control of leading-edge robots and other animate machines, and Professor Takeo Kanade from Carnegie Mellon University in USA in recognition of outstanding contributions to the fields of computer vision, manipulation, autonomous mobile robots, and medical robotics. Excellent. But also, we go back 6 years to 2001, and this same award that year was the recipient was Professor Richard Leupold from University of Pennsylvania. It turns out that we couldn't find any firmer opportunity to give this award to him, so we decided to give this award at ICRA 2007. And this will be presented by Dr. Hiroshika Inoue, and it will be forwarded to Lou Paul. And the award for that year was in recognition of seminal contributions to the principles and practice of robotic manipulation and visionary leadership of the robotics research community. Hiroshika? And now we would like to recognize some esteemed colleagues who have provided a so-called distinguished service to our society. So this is the Distinguished Service Award, and there are two colleagues being awarded this prize, and they are Dr. Tony Bagezi from JPL, NASA, for his outstanding contributions to Robotics Mission Society professional activities and his leadership as the RAA Council Chair, who fostered the transition from a council to a society, and Professor Bill Hamill from University of Tennessee, Knoxville, for outstanding and continuing service to the Robotics Mission Society as Conference General Chair, Vice President, Conference Board Member, and ADCOM Member. Tony, Bill. And now we have two awards back to back, recognizing younger colleagues. I'm sure you remember the Gold Launch, the Graduates of the Last Decade event, which was a plenary event on Wednesday, and we have two of such awards recognizing early academic career of graduate within 7 years of the PhD. And we have one award which is devoted to an early career in academic, and this goes to Dr. Danica Krajic from Royal Institute of Technology, Sweden, for his contribution on visually guided manipulation. Danica? We also recognizing an early career in industry and government, and so we have an award for a former PhD who used to work at the DLR, the German Aerospace Agency, and is now Vice President of Research and Development at KUKA Roboter in Germany, and this is Dr. Ralf Kippe, and he's also he's awarded for his contribution to design and control of a lightweight robot for industrial applications. Ralf. Another award at the Robotics Mission Society level is the so-called Technical Award for Innovation Leading to Production. And this award is endowed by Seiyuemon Inaba. And the recipient of the award is Dr. Masahiro Fujita from Sony Corporation Japan for his contribution to the development of entertaining robot technology that led to AIBO, the world's first mass-market consumer robot. Fujita-san? Toshio doesn't trust our official photographer. This will be sent, this will be emailed to Japan in minutes. Great. And we have a number of programs within our society. We have the Technical Activities Board that manages the so-called Distinguished Lecturer Programs. There are a number of distinguished lecturers of our society that divulgate, disseminate our science, going and visiting chapters, sections, and research communities. And here we are awarding the most active distinguished lecturer of the year, and this is Professor Yoshihiko Nakamura from University of Tokyo, Japan. Thank you so much for spreading out our science and culture around the world. And you know that we have a number of chapters in our society, and this is the so-called Best Chapter of the Year Award, and the most active chapter in 2006 has been the Mexico chapter, and the award goes to its chair, Professor Alfredo Weizenfeld from Instituto Tecnológico Autónomo de México. Good. And speaking about technical activities, you know that there is a great way to be involved for all the folks and the scholars in our community, and these are the technical committees. Technical committees represent the reservoir of science and research in our community, and so this award goes to the most active technical committee of the year, and this is the Technical Committee on Haptics, which is co-chaired by Dr. Matthias Harders from ETH Zurich, Switzerland, Professor Hong Tan from Purdue University, USA, and Dr. Hiroyuki Kajimoto from University of Electrocommunications in Japan. Please, come up. So it was only Matthias, but I saw Hong earlier during the week, so I understand that she had to leave earlier. And also, we would like to give a special recognition to a number of volunteers who have been serving through the administrative committee of our society, the ADCOM. You know that an ADCOM term lasts 3 years. It's based on elections, ballot, and you, the members, vote for a number of candidates every year. And so this is a special recognition of six colleagues who have served on the ADCOM during the last 3 years through 2006. And those are Raja Shatila from Laos, France, Rudiger Dillmann from Universität Karlsruhe, Germany, Paolo Fiorini from Università di Verona, Toshio Fukuda from Nagoya University, Pradeep Khosla from Carnegie Mellon University, and David Orrin from the Ohio State University. Thank you so much for serving on the ADCOM and contributing to the activities of our society. I know that Raja and Pradeep are not here, so. Okay. And also, our society is not only technical activities, it's not only conferences like, you know, the conference awards that are coming up next, but it's archival publications. And there are two awards for our flagship journals, namely the IEEE Transactions on Robotics, and there is a Best Paper Award in the memory of King Sun Fu. And the winner this year for 2006 is the paper titled Exactly Sparse Delayed State Filters for View-Based SLAM, which appear in the December issue of our Transactions. And the authors are Ryan Eustace, Hanuman Singh from Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute, and John Leonard from MIT. So I'd like to invite Alessandro De Luca, our editor-in-chief of Transactional Robotics, to give the award.
I want to add something which is not really related to giving this award to this particular paper, but it's strange that we are in Italy, and this time the award goes back to the US, a US paper after 10 years, and this is remarkable.
And our baby journal is TAES, Transactions on Automation, Science and Engineering. And we have a Best Paper Award for the best paper published in 2006. And this is titled A Real-Time PCR Analyzer Compatible. I'm sorry, there's a typo, although I checked everything. With high throughput automated processing of 2SPL-MuL reactions in glass capillaries. There are a number of voters. If you want me to do the exercise, they are Patrick Ngacho, Mark Hall, Charles Fisher, Mohan Saini, John Chun Dong, Timothy Wren from University of Washington, William Pence, David Cunningham, Stephen Moody, Douglas Donaldson from Orca Photonic Systems, and Didi Meldrum from University of Washington. Actually, she's at Arizona State University. And this is a paper which was published in the April 2006 issue. Please. Peter? I'm sorry. Peter Liu.
I just want to say a couple words. Patrick Ngacho is my PhD student, and he's an African-American from Cameroon, and he wants to donate the monetary amount of this award to the Minority Scholars and Engineering Fund and AIDS and HIV Research Fund. Thank you.
Yeah, that's the second winner is a CAT-guided automated nanoassembly using atomic force microscopy. This was a paper published in July 2006, and the authors are Heping Chen from ABB Incorporated, and Ning Shi and Guangyong Li from Michigan State University. Please.
These two papers are from the two special issues. Special issues on automation for life sciences and the special issue on nano scale manipulation and automation. So please check the IEEE Explorer and download the papers. Thank you.
There is another award, which is a joint program between IEEE and IFR, the International Federation of Robotics, and this is the so-called IERA Award, where IERA stands for Invention and Entrepreneurship in Robotics and Automation. There was actually a IERA event in parallel to the workshops and tutorials on Tuesday, and the recipient of the award, there were six finalists, so the award was actually presented during the IERA Forum on April 10, and the award gave to the contribution Autostrad, an autonomous straddle carrier for movement of shipping containers, the authors being Hugh Durham White, Mike Stevens from University of Sydney, Australia, Daniel Pagach, Ben Rogers, and Graham Nelms, Robotics Patrick Technologies and Systems Australia. So Suhan Lee, who is our Vice President for Industrial Activities, is going to recognize and award the recipients. Are they with us today? Yeah, Yuki is here. Yes, great.
There's one award that we don't have that I wish we did at this point, and I would really like to take a moment and have us all recognize the tremendous effort that this year's conference organizers have put into making this conference such a success. And I know from all the mail I've seen, and I've seen just a part of it, and from talking with them, that I don't think that Bruno and Alessandro hardly had any sleep at all last week. But we really want to recognize Alessandro and Paul and Bruno and their whole team for all the work that they've done in putting together this conference. And I think we want to all give them a big round of applause.
thank you so much, Dick. This was very touching, and we work hard, and we're happy that see that people seem to enjoy the technical and the social program. So we move on to the last portion of the awards ceremony this afternoon, and this is recognizing the best contributions out of the 800 presented here, which were only a subset of the 1900 contributions, which was like a record in our history, in our ICRA history. And there was an awards committee, which is chaired by our friend and colleague Usama Khatib from Stanford University. And there were six separate committees, a committee for the best video award, chaired by Peter Cork, a committee for the best manipulation paper award, chaired by Yoshiko Nakamura, a committee for the best vision paper award, chaired by Seth Hutchinson, committee for the best automation paper award, chair Ken Goldberg, committee for the best student paper award, chair Alicia Casals, and a committee for the best conference paper award, chaired by John Hollerbach, who apologized not to be with us this year. So I will go through each award, and I will start with the best video award. Actually, those candidates were selected by you, by the reviewers and the associate editors of the conference editorial board, and those were the candidates were screened during the PC meeting held in Napoli on December 16 and 17 of last year, and then the committees worked hard to identify the three finalists for each award, who were informed in advance in such a way that they could prepare good quality presentations, because presentation is actually part of the award, because it is an integral part of a conference award. So the committees attended the presentations by each of the three finalists for the six respective awards, and this morning in a rush they finally gave me the names of the winners. But we also want to recognize all the finalists, the three finalists for each award. And they will receive certificates as well. So we start with the best video award. The finalists are a humanoid upper body system for two-handed manipulation as a group by DLR. The second finalist is autonomous hot metal carrier navigation and manipulation with a 20-ton industrial vehicle, a group from Cyro. And the third finalist is integrating vision and walking to increase humanoid robot autonomy, and this is an international effort among colleagues from AIST in Japan, CNRS, and the two twin labs that they have in France and Japan, Freie Universität Brussels, Imperial College. And before I announce the winner, as the tradition of the video awards, I want to give you a quick clip of the three videos that Peter, our award chair, kindly prepared. Pardon me?
Clear that the vehicle will collide, in which case the vehicle is stopped. In June 2006, the research team
accelerated. I know. Well, where is Peter?
What's up? What's happening? I I'll play now. Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's like
250 times. This is too fast.
That's too fast. And I'm afraid it got stuck, which is even worse. Okay.
Okay.
Don't take.
Oh.
much work, too much information.
Microsoft again.
Yeah. It's not my fault.
Okay, you can announce the
phone. Okay. Yeah. Apple, yeah. Okay. And the winner is a humanoid upper body system for two-handed manipulation. Christoph Borst, Christian Ott, Thomas Wimberg, Bernard Brunner, Franziska Zacharias, Bertolt Böhmel, and Gerd Hirzinger. I'll try the video, but I can't promise. Maybe this one will work. No. Kind of, yes.
In this mode, no impedance is active and the arm and torso
this is Justin.
Are moved freely in space. A spatial coupling impedance can be defined between the antifactors of the arms. This means that while the arms and the torso are moved around, the relative pose of the two arms does not change.
I like this.
This property may be used to define internal impedance forces between the arms. For instance, three soccer balls may be manipulated in this way. In this example, spatial impedances are added to control the pose of the antifactors. The impedances are chosen to be compatible with the coupling impedance. This behavior is used to empty a trash bin. The hands perform a predefined power grasp in joint level impedance control. The performance of an object level control law for two-handed manipulation is here demonstrated. A spatial spring is attached to the object superimposed by coupling and connecting impedances that realize the grasping force. Note that all fingers, arms, and the torso contribute to the object motion. Interaction with Justin is also possible. Here, null space motions are shown with respect to the given task. Hold the pose of the object. Here, a disturbance observer is used to estimate external forces applied to the robot. It uses the joint torque to decouple the motor and rigid body dynamics. The result of this estimation modifies the time scaling of the trajectory generator. This allows the user to push the robot back and forth along the desired trajectory. With our task-oriented programming environment, the robot can be commanded on a high level of abstraction. The framework allows to integrate the skills just shown into more complex tasks. Predefined tasks are adapted to changing environments through a world model that is updated on demand by an object recognition module. Based on this information, trajectories are generated by a path planning module, even in presence of obstacles. This demonstration shows the grasping and opening of an instant T bin. The task is composed of several basic skills defined in the programming environment. Note that for unscrewing the lid, the object level impedance controller is used.
Okay, the next category is the Best Manipulation Paper Award, and this is awarded by Ben Wegbright. And here are the three finalists. While I briefly read the title of their papers, I'd like to invite all finalists to come up on stage. Adaptive control for human-robot skill transfer, trajectory planning based on fluid dynamics. force-sensing robot fingers using embedded fiber-bragg grating sensors and shape deposition manufacturing, and on control for blind touching by human-like thumb robots. The authors are not here. Okay, they don't. Okay, no, none of them. Oh, okay. And yes. And the winner is adaptive control for human robot skill transfer, trajectory planning based on fluid dynamics, Hermann Georg Meyer, István Nagy, Alois Knoll from Technische Universität München, Eva Braun, Robert Bauernschmidt, Rüdiger Lange from Deutsches Erdzentrum München. Congratulations. The next category is Best Vision Paper. This information was missing in the brochure, which is also endowed by Ben Wegbright. And we have three finalists for this award. And I'd like, without me reading the titles of the papers and the authors, I'd like to invite all finalists to come up on stage to pick up their certificates. And the winner is Markerless Human Motion Estimation Using Articulated Deformable Model, Koichi Ogawara, Kyushu University, Shaolu Li, and Katsushi Keiichi, University of Tokyo. Congratulations. Pick up the certificates. The next category is Best Automation Paper Award. I'd like to invite the three finalists to come up on stage. You knew already because you were contacted in advance, please. So that we can have all the finalists up here on stage before announcing the winner to make it more thrilling. And the winner is vibration-induced frictional force fields on the rigid plate. Thomas Vos, Kevin Lynch, Paul Umbanhover, Northwestern University. Last two categories are the Best Student Paper Award and the Best Conference Paper Award. You may remember that this year there was a mechanism for the student papers to be nominated by a supporting letter by the advisor, given the fact that this was the primary contribution by the student and possibly the first author of the paper. So we have three finalists selected out of the, I believe there were like more than 60 or 70 nominations for this award, so it was a hard time for the committee to pick up the finalist, and I'd like to invite the finalist for this award to come up on stage, please. Good. No more students? Okay. So we can proceed and announce the winner. And the winner is whole body adhesion, hierarchical, directional, and distributed control of adhesive forces for a climbing robot. Sung by Kim, Matthew Spenkel, Salomon Truillo, Barrett Heinemann from Stanford University, Virgilio Mattoli from Scuola Superiore Sant'Anna, and Mark Katkowski from Stanford University as well. Yeah, a minor technical detail, but not so minor. The winners have to go to the registration desk to redeem their checks. Just a minor detail, okay? And the final award of this afternoon is the Best Conference Paper Award. Here we have a finalist, again, for the same, finalist for the student, Best Student Paper Award. So you are requested to come back up to stage together with the other two finalists for the Best Conference Paper Award, please. And the winner is design of a biomimetic control curvature robot perpectoral fin. John Palmisano from Naval Research Laboratory. Keria Liu from George Washington University. Jonah Brett Cohen, William Sandberg, Banahalli Ratna, and Ravi Ramamurti from Naval Research Laboratory. Congratulations.
Nominated twice.
Also, I'd like to take this opportunity to seek the support of the Robotics and Automation Society members. You may be aware of the elections that we have every year in the fall to elect the candidates to the Vision 10 director. Our current director is Bill Groover. So in the next fall, we'll have the elections for the new Division 10 director, who will be coming, replacing him in this position. And the nomination committee at IEEE level has named two candidates, has put forward two candidates, and we are lucky that one of these candidates picked up among the societies and council constituting Division 10, namely the Control System Society, the Computational Intelligence Society, the Engineering and Medicine and Biology Society, the Lasers and Electro-Optics Society, our own society, and the Systems Man and Cybernetics Society, as well as the Sensors Council and the Systems Council, have identified one of the two candidates to be our current president, Dick Volz. You know that this is a very important and prestigious position because the division directors sit on the IEEE board of directors and thus are part of the ultimate decision-making body of IEEE. So Dick will appear. The elections will not happen until the fall, so he will receive a ballot distributed to all members of Division 10 this coming fall. And here, on behalf of the society, I'm asking for your support for Dick. Is a great president, and we are convinced that he can do well in the Division 10 director place. So this is the end. I believe I was even shorter than the 65 minutes allotted. I'd like to thank you very much. There will be a farewell reception in the cloister just after the session at 6:30. Enjoy your time in Rome, enjoy the weekend, and thank you so very much indeed. The best video finalists have to pick up their certificates, please. Plenary.